Blog Talk Radio.
Live on air now, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Angel Ann, Psychic Secrets Radio. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff. Untangle your questions with direct and honest answers. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Psychic Secrets Radio Show with your host, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Psychic Angel Ann. We are a live call-in worldwide radio show coming live to you every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are broadcasting today from New York, USA and Rhodes, Greece. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses all spiritual topics, and we'd love to chat to you about any and all matters. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff, no kidding. Call in now at 563-999-3569. International callers may dial plus 1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air now.
And hi, everybody, again. Welcome to Psychic Secrets Show with host Psychic Zelda Kelly and myself, Psychic Angel Ann. Today we have Saturday, October 15, 2022, right in the month of Halloween, right? And spooky month. So I think today's topic is going to be absolutely great. And on today's show, we're going to welcome special guest and paranormal investigator, Chris Strain, discussing Chris' stories and ask him about paranormal activity. I think that's over the top suitable for today, right? And as you heard, we take your calls for questions. You can talk to Chris and ask him questions. And if anyone wants a free mini reading, me and Zelda are here for you. And we would love to talk to you, of course. So call in at 563-999-3569. 563-999-3569. International callers dial plus one before the number. You can also listen live at blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio. Go to the episode you want to listen to, which is today's show, right? And you can listen live if you click on the player there. If you scroll down the page, we have a chat room so we can text chat with you as well. We are over the top happy to text chat with you. And let me bring on my co-host for Psychic Secrets Show, Psychic Zelda Kelly, all the way from New York. Hi, Zelda. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic today. I got to tell you, I've got chills because I've been looking forward to this episode because, you know, I'm just like that little song. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like me, right? And this is right up my avenue. And I'm so thankful for today and for our special guests and especially for you, Ann, for being here to co-host me. This is going to be a lot of fun. And if I can say just a real quick minute here, if you would like to come over, I am actually live on Facebook at Facebook.com/PsychicZeldaKelly. And I think you can also catch me. I should be parallel live in our Psychic Secrets Radio page. So come on over, see us. I've got my cards here. I've got pendulum. And if you call in and you have your questions, you're going to be seeing me read for you live. So thank you so much. And I hope you're well, Ann, today. How's the weather over there?
Actually, I'm enjoying rain. We haven't seen rain here in Rhodes since the end of May. So it sounds crazy, like, right? But it's absolutely wonderful. I've been outside in the rain getting myself wet just for the sake of it, right? I just love it. And, no, it's nice. We have 18 degrees Celsius, and it's starting to be chilly. If they were here in Sweden, they would say, what do you say, chilly? 18 degrees Celsius? That's summertime.
Oh, so yes. That's correct. Killing. That's right.
And before we move on with today's show, do you want us to just remember what we talked about last show?
I'd love to do that. Thank you so much. We talked about card reading. Can you read cards?
Yes.
Are you reading cards? We talked about that. It was a great show. And we talked about the different ways of reading cards. And while it seems that so many of us can be so different, so many of us are the same. And Anne, you and I are very similar readings when it comes to readers, when it comes to card readings with our meanings and so forth. And yet we have a few different things that are, well, different. So we had a great show last time. We had a lot of fun. We had some technical difficulty. I disappeared for a couple of minutes, but I was back. So we had a lot of fun.
It happens, you know, it happens. And I'm over the top thrilled to be here with you guys today. It's so exciting. And we didn't say that, but we wrote it on advertising. We have an extended show 2 hours today, so we're really going to enjoy our time here. I just want to make a couple of few very short announcements, and then we can move forward, right?
Please.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychics Secrets Radio. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 or Psychic Angel Ann Extension 16, we do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at PsychicSecrets.com, or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239. Hurry, get your spot in the queue now. Call in 563-999-3569. International callers, dial +1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show or listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio.
Yay! So, let's move on. Let's welcome our wonderful guest today, special guest and paranormal investigator, Chris Strain. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
We are great, thank you. So excited to have you on.
I'm excited to be here. This is great. Hello, Miss Zelda.
Hey there, Chris. How are you doing?
Doing good. I'm excited.
Good. I know. I am too. And Chris and I met, I've got to do a little introduction here. Chris and I met through another really wonderful group, and it was through, it was a paranormal group, and Chris and I just kind of had a lot in common as far as paranormal. And for those of you who haven't listened before, I am a paranormal investigator at heart, and I do medium psychic readings, and of course, my card readings. You can see here, if you're watching us live, you can see my cards here that I've got in front of me. But Chris and I just had a lot in common with stories and our families and experiences and all kinds of great things, and it was a lot of fun, and we've just kept in touch over the years. We've done another live together. We've sent information back and forth to see what each other's opinions are. One of Chris's most favorite videos that I have is about a necklace. And that was a scary video. That was scary.
Oh, my gosh.
And I sent that over to Chris for his analysis. And Chris,
What did you find? I don't know if I even remember. What did you find in that video? Do you send it on, right?
I got chills right now. I love that necklace. That whole thing that went down with that necklace was amazing. Lights flickering, the technical difficulties, the voices, and our sound equipment, it was hard to make out the sentences, but there was something definitely said and whispered. It was intense. That was one of the craziest videos I've ever seen.
It was extremely intense, and you ought to have been on my side when I made it. I didn't.
Still have that, right?
I still have it. It's on my YouTube channel. I can put it here in the comments. Oh, the necklace.
No, I meant the actual necklace. You still have it?
Oh, wow. I do still have it, but I've got to tell you, I don't know where it is. Isn't that weird?
What?
I don't know. I've looked for it. But I don't know where it is. Pardon me. So,
wow.
And for those of you who can't hear very well, I'm so sorry. I've got Chris on my speakerphone. You can see this. Run over to blogtalkradio.com, Psychic Secrets Radio. You can hear us broadcasting live, and you may hear us a little bit better if the audio is not very well. But this is live for those of you who want to see card readings and just touch base and watch all this. So anyway, but I do still have that necklace, and I wanted to reach out because I got to tell you, it's been, I believe, 3 years this month that I made that video.
I believe
you're correct.
3 years
already. Yes. Yep. Yes.
Well, we have a date with that necklace.
Oh, do you?
You need to find it because I'm coming.
You have a date for sure with that necklace, that's for sure. And, yeah, definitely. Now, I've got to tell you, Anne, if you're there, I'm getting an indication
yes.
that there is sound problem. Okay.
I'm getting
an indication from some folks that there's a sound problem that we're having. From the radio side.
Okay.
It's not from my live side. It's from the radio side. So there we go. So I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if there's anything that we can do for that. Bear with us. This is, for me, it's like I'm trying to be a chef at a culinary school, and that just doesn't happen. So anyway. So, a little story, Chris, about that necklace for those of you who have not heard about it. I got that necklace, had to be 25 years ago at least, from someone who said that I was on another radio show in Ohio, and they begged me to take that. They begged me to take the necklace from them. They went to the radio station where I was. It was this one lady and her girlfriend, and it was scary because the woman was just, I thought it was really a joke. The woman was frightened. Bottom line, it was a hand-me-down that they had gotten at a thrift store. Thus why you don't want to be wearing someone else's jewelry without clearing it. And so this woman started seeing full body apparitions. It was crazy. So anyway, I think that right now I took the necklace, I went home and I started having paranormal, weird stuff happening, just weird stuff. And, it up and I kept it, and all those years I moved it around with me, and it has a really creepy backstory about a bride that was supposed to have tried to bring back her future groom, who was killed in an accident before the wedding. It was creepy. She tried to do a few things that she shouldn't have been involved with, and it did not turn out
great.
Yes, yes. She tried to do some black magic. And so I kept it. I had it boxed up and so forth. And then I decided one night, you know what, I'm just going to, I found it. I had moved several times. I found it. I made a YouTube video. And wow. And this video, what I may do is go ahead and pin the video. I have the original video. And it's on my YouTube, but I can pin it in there. But I sent, the point of all this is I sent the video over to Chris. That's when I first met Chris and said, Chris, what do you think about this? Because I did not hear the voices or the growling. All I experienced was the technical difficulty, the lights flickering. No one else was here. My son was here. He was just not interested. He was in another room. I was in a bedroom with the door closed. My camera was going off. So I sent it over to Chris and I asked Chris, he thought, what was going on with it? That's really how Chris and I started talking about a lot of things that was going on. So, but Chris, so this is not about me, okay? This is about you. You're here. And I want to ask you some questions for our very, very wonderful listeners. And by the way, I would like to... Anne and I would both like to welcome every week we get listeners more and more from around the world. Anne, I don't know if you have the list of all the, do you have the list of all the listeners that are, that are from,
I can hear some background noise here.
Yeah.
Chris, is that you?
Hello? Yes.
Hello? Okay. I just wondered. So, yeah, I can state, actually, we are up to 27 countries. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much, everybody.
27.
Yeah. So I can.
Yes.
Yeah, 27 is our 8th show. So, you know, I'm blown away. So we have, I'm going to name them all.
That's amazing.
It is Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, Denmark, France, Germany, Ghana, Greece, Iceland, India, Indonesia, Israel, Jamaica, Japan, Kenya. Do you say Kenya in English? I don't know how you say that. And Latvia, Nigeria, Philippines, Puerto Rico, Russia, Spain, Sweden, U.S. Virgin Islands, United Kingdom, United States, of course, which is the biggest part of all our listeners, right? And Eswatini, I hope I say that right. That's in Africa. And thank you, everyone. And we are honored that you spend your time listening to us or calling in and, you know, interacting with us. Thank you. We are honored from the bottom of my heart.
That is right. That is right. So, Chris,
wow.
I want to ask you, tell us how you got into the paranormal investigating series or arena. Oh,
well, you know, it's funny. I knew a guy. His name was Joe. Our kids went to school together. And I'm going to say it's probably in 2009 we started talking about it. Ghost Hunters was all new. It was all... You know, this is some crazy stuff we get into, you know, the stories, the photos, the videos, like there's a lot going on. And we sat by a fire one night up in the Poconos, and a couple weeks later we had equipment and we were reading up and we did our, you know, we studied, we got our information and, you know, but nobody prepares you for what happens when you're in the dark, you know.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then we ran for about almost, 12, 13 years? We did it.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a good run. I mean, we didn't get famous, so we weren't in it for that, you know. We got a newspaper article done on us. That was crazy. But, yeah, then we took a break. Then COVID hit and kind of broke up the group. And but yeah, we had an amazing run.
Oh wow, that's wonderful, Chris.
Wow.
The one thing that I would really like to know, there's a lot of things. I can say one thing. One thing I would like to know is, was there one investigation that bothered you the most? What was the one investigation? Was there something that was just weird that you did not get over or couldn't get over?
Well, I mean, you know, we always said, when in doubt, get out, right? So if you're not comfortable, if somebody's not comfortable, there's no reason to stay, because obviously I wasn't that guy. We always, there was the one video we had that, the black figure, I think I posted it on your Facebook page, where my buddy dropped down. He was so, and I jumped over him and ran to right to where the door was, and there was nobody there, but we literally 6 foot tall black figure walking from room to room. And this was up in Douglasville, PA. So, I mean, we have a lot of history out here, you know. George Washington's been here. There's a lot of history.
Wow.
So, and the place that we did was actually, the property was owned by William Penn, who was one of the first mansions that was built. There was five or six different families there, and every time they moved in, they built on. It was like 27 rooms in this place. It was amazing.
Wow. I think I remember seeing that, Chris. And if you want to post that again in my group, that would be really great.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that. Just when you can, we'll share that with the others that are listening. If you want to come over to Psychic Secrets Radio page, we'll post that. That is really something. So, do you have plans in the future for any investigations, or is there something coming up that you are thinking about?
Well, you know, it's no fun by yourself. Let's be honest, right? Like, plus it's not safe. It's absolutely not safe. And if anybody thinks otherwise, that, oh, it's just whatever, there are some real dangers. I would love to get a crew. I don't know if the guys are, you know, everybody's going their way. It's been a couple years. We had plans to come back in 2020, and everything got shut down, and, you know, we spent a year and a half in lockdown. So that puts a damper on what we do, you know. But I definitely am still 1,000% invested and would love to get back into something for sure. There's plans. We're looking at 2.0, so, you know.
Good.
But, yeah,
good.
That's the plan.
I think, Chris, the plan should be for 2023 that you and I should collaborate on something going forward and get somewhere to investigate. Start this back up again and really see what it is. We did one investigation at Chris's home one night. That was pretty intense.
Lots of technical difficulties. That was kind of we just jumped on it. It was like, hey, stuff's going on. Let's do it, right? What a great night.
Yes. That was a great night. That was a great night. And I've got to say that I was there with Chris in spirit only, but through a Facebook Live, because I'm a few hundred miles away from Chris, and we still were able to do it remotely, which goes to show that the paranormal investigation arena is not limited to maybe sometimes going to places. You can actually do a little investigation with a camera, with a FaceTime, with a live, anything like that. I found that out several times in several investigations where other groups would have, where they would be out and about and my name would be called and I would not even be there. So, and you know, Zelda is not really a typical name that you come across. So that always kind of gave, I have to say that always kind of gave me the creeps a little bit, you know. And but this will be great, Chris. I think good plans for coming for 2023. But I also want to ask you, was there any particular thing that that you were maybe, you know, that scratch your head moment, you can't explain it, something happened, what did you have, any of those, many of those, tell us what you have.
I've had stones thrown at me in the basement when I was by myself.
Oh, wow.
That was, it was an older building from the 1800s, and it had a dirt floor, and we were in there, and at the time, everybody, you know, we were kind of just, because nobody really knows everything, right? There's always questions.
Sure.
So we were just basing on what we know, what they did on the TV. Like, let's be like those guys. We had the same equipment. We ran the, but yeah, we did the alone thing for a while. And as a group, we decided that we would go pairs only. But stones thrown, I've had scratches. My shirt's been pulled. Okay. I mean, there's just. Yeah, but the scratches and the stone throwing was the one that, like, you know, there's nobody there. Who's throwing stones? Who's throwing these stones at me? And
that's why.
Yeah, that was pretty. Go ahead.
I'm a little bit curious, Chris, Anne here, because I work on the other side, like Zelda, right? I've been to houses, and of course I can pick up a lot of things. My thought is that I don't know how you work, because we are kind of, I know you called into another radio I used to have with another lady, right? So we have interacted a little bit. I remember you and Zelda were on too that time. But when it comes to paranormal investigations and what you can see on TV, for instance, I mean, they go in and they research, but then no one is actually taking care of the spirits. Maybe that's a little bit of a straightforward question. So my thought is, what happens with spirits? Because they are there for a specific reason. Maybe sometimes there's a different way of believing what it is. It's basically, I believe it's energy, and it's not the person itself, because it can't be, right? Because the soul have gone somewhere else. But there is something that have gotten the soul stuck. So the energy remains. And that can build up to nasty things, like when you are being thrown stones at and things of that nature. So if you call upon someone and they, or even if you don't call, you just interact with them, and then they are remaining there, it's going to kind of build up. I hope I didn't ask you a bad question. I'm just curious. How do you see this?
So we never provoked or, you know, our group, everybody had their own specific, you know, me and Joe were the guys that went out. We talked to the people and blah, blah, blah. And then we had guys who did the setup. Everybody looked at their own. But I find that provoking doesn't usually end up well. There's other ways.
Yeah.
So when we do the research, we had somebody that was specifically for research. We would get names, property owner names, who owned the property, blah, blah. And we would go and we had a real history buff. So they would dig in and we would call names, and hopefully a lot, and as most of us know, you don't really get a lot through your ears. It's when you go back and you replay your audio and stuff that you actually, and hopefully we get some kind of message, or I hope I'm answering your question. But, you know, we've had so much. It's just been unreal, you know, in situations like that.
Yeah.
I use protection. I use stones. I ground myself. That usually seems to keep me in a good place when investigating.
Yeah, I know you are.
I've got to say this.
Yes, Elda.
I'm sorry. I've got to say this. Chris, while you were talking about being thrown stones at the basement, I'm pulling tarot cards on my live, and the first card that I pulled was the devil. If you can see that while you're talking about having stones thrown at you, I pull out the devil card. I wanted to leave that. I don't know if y'all are watching that or not. No.
Oh, my gosh. I have to jump on there and see.
Yeah. So for those of you, I've got to say this. For those of you now, first of all, if you're in my live and you can't hear very well, please go on over to blogtalkradio.com/psychicsecretsradio. This is an experiment, the first time I'm live during the show. And so if you can't hear it that well through my live, please head on over that way and maybe you can hear it a little bit better. But for those of you who are wondering about the devil card, it's not really that unless you're asking for a specific question about that sort of thing. The devil card really is a significator for the Capricorn, and it means that someone who sometimes has an obsessive nature or that is maybe even addiction or can be, and it's not really even negative. It can mean that you're driven, that you're focused, but you have to make sure that you're not focused or driven in one specific thing and that you spread yourself around and not just get lasered focused on one thing, because that also is a little bit of danger in itself. So, pardon me. So I just thought that was an honorable mention. I think that was kind of funny.
Wow, that's crazy.
It is crazy. So I'm going to close up the devil now. Goodbye. Okay. I think the, pardon me, I think the question that Anne was asking, Chris, is, you know, we see all these shows. Pardon me, because the weather is here. Oh, boy. I'm sorry about that. My voice is crapping up a little bit. Okay. I think what Anne is asking, and I have the same questions, and that is, you know, sometimes, thank you, Anne, for putting that in my, thank you so much there. Sometimes.
Thank you.
We go out to an investigation. People have problems. There's a lot of activity. Sometimes there's not so good things that are still lingering there. But then on a lot of these shows, you see where they go in and say, yes, you have it. Yes, we found it. Yes, we have evidence. Bye. What's done about it? I'm kind of in the belief system. Yeah, I'm kind of in the belief system like Anne that if you find something, try to clear it. Try to get rid of it. It's, you know.
My apologies on misunderstanding the question. Okay,
no, you're
so
fine.
Once again, we are not experts, and I know my level of, but I've made friends with people like Dave Giuliano. Zelda knows who he is. They have their a group, and they deal with poltergeists, and I always hand off if it's something that I cannot handle or not exactly sure. If I have people that I deal with that I hand off that I know are professional enough to handle this kind of stuff. I never leave anybody, you know, there's nobody that's left unattended once we find anything. And that's what separated us from a lot of groups.
Yes.
So I hope that answered a little bit better. I use connections. And I've got a lot of connections for Miss Zelda also. I use these people when we need them. Because, like I said, I cannot do exorcisms. I don't know a lot of the stuff. So I will gladly hand it off to somebody who can take care of that problem, for sure.
I think that is a good thing.
Good.
You know, because I know a lot of it on TV. You know, and a lot of it, I'm sorry, we've seen them. A lot of them are scripted. A lot of them are not. you know, a lot of them are scripted. And, you know, sometimes the investigators are there in a show for maybe not even hours, but days to even get what they are getting. And then, of course, they edit it all down, and it's in an hour show, and it turns up to be about 45 to maybe 40 minutes of a total show of nothing but paranormal action. Sometimes you can go out in a very, very active location and not get a thing. Sometimes, you know, so it just depends on the situation and where you are and, you know, all that. Now, here's another question, Chris, I'm going to ask you, because
ask away.
I think I know how you feel about a Ouija board, but how do you feel about the EVPs, and how do you feel about any electronic instruments that you take out?
Well, I can tell you this, that I will never, ever take out, own, possess, or be around a Ouija board. So that one is off of the table, because that's bad. That is bad. And, yeah, it's made by Parker Brothers or whoever, but there's something dark behind that. Now, EVPs is I love EVPs. I love them,
okay.
And I've posted a bunch on your Facebook site. We've had, Twin Tunnels in Downingtown. Right up in the mic, there's a whole bunch of stories, people dying. There was a woman found there in a suitcase in the 80s. There's a lot of stuff behind this. And we got some great, that was the lightning bolt picture that I had showed you. Remember the lightning bolt picture, Zelda? That was from the same tunnel.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
And the question was, do you have Eve's head? And we don't know the name of the lady that was in the suitcase, but she was dismembered, and the case is still open, actually, because we did a bunch of research on it. So her name wasn't Eve. She's a Jane Doe. So how crazy is that? Crystal clear. One of the clearest EVPs we've ever gotten. So I love messages.
Wow.
You know, and sometimes it's a sentence, a question. And a lot of times, you know, we don't hear them until we get back and start reviewing all of our evidence. So,
Wow.
Ouija boards, stay away from them. They're no joke.
Yeah, no, they're no joke. Not.
But when we do, we use, Melmeters and all that stuff. I've tried to, this is a little crazy, but I've tried the Jacob's Ladder only because it sends out electricity out into the air, and we know that most entities form by pulling energy out of the air. That's why we experience cold. Like, didn't work on the time that we tried it, but, you know, trial and error.
Oh, no. Now, explain to many of us out here that don't know what a Jacob's Ladder is.
So it is a V-shaped. It has two antenna, and when you turn it on, it actually sends an electrical current, static electrical current, between the two bars all the way up the bars. And you've probably seen them in a lot of movies, too. And, you know, so that static electricity then goes into the air. And they say, you know, obviously they need that electricity to move things and even become visible at some point, you know. So, like I said, I don't know if it was good or bad. We didn't have any luck when we tried it. So, still on the table. But, yeah, it's just an electricity. Yeah. And if you look it up on YouTube, you can see there's a few paranormal groups that use them and stuff. So
I will do that. Now, I think that is so interesting how, because many people sometimes don't realize that we are, as human beings, comprised of frequency and energy, and that's why a lot of this works. That's why it does work many, many times, more often than not. And I believe that when we pass away, our energy still remains here. It's like a photograph. It just, we're still here, even though our soul moves on. We have energy that is still here. But interestingly, while you're talking about this, Chris, I cut another card in the deck.
Oh my goodness.
And the moon card came up. Now the moon card, I love this. This is actually a Piscean card. I happen to be a Pisces, or water signs. This means a very intuitive type of card, that it calls for intuition. Isn't that interesting how this is correlating through this now? I really love that. That's very good. So, but Anne, I'm going to ask you, Anne, do we need to break? Do we need to take a call? What do we need to do? What do you think, Anne? Where are we?
I think that, first of all, you know how I love announcements, right?
Yeah.
So let's give just a couple of shorties, and then we can, are you ready, guys, after that to start to take some calls? Yeah?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So go ahead then with announcements.
Hurry. Get your spot in the queue now. Call in 563-999-3569. International callers, dial +1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show, or listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. Find us at PsychicSecrets.com for personal readings. We do phone readings, video readings, and text chat. Connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at extension 11 and Psychic Angel Ann at extension 16. While you're on the Psychic Secrets website, I'd like to invite you to read the blog, visit the horoscope section, and listen to Mystery Manor recordings and Laws of Attraction episodes. You can also find us on Facebook at Psychic Secrets Official.
And on today's show, we are welcoming our very special guest and paranormal investigator, Chris Drain, talking about Chris' stories and asking him about paranormal activity. And it's over-the-top exciting. He's a real expert. So you don't want to miss this show. If you have missed it, you can always listen to replays and things of that nature, right? And we take your calls for questions, and Chris will answer questions. We also do mini readings with me and Zelda if anyone wants a mini reading. So we're going to start taking calls in a little bit here. And, of course, we love to talk to you. So you can call in at 563-999-3569. 563-999-3569. International callers, dial +1 before the number, and you can ask us anything. You can also listen live at blogtalkradio.com, Psychic Secrets Radio, with 2 S in the middle. And if you go to today's episode and scroll down, you find a chat room. So we take questions in the chat room as well. And Zelda is live. She's going to announce that page for herself. She's live and you can see what she's doing. That's absolutely exquisite. Our next upcoming show here on Psychic Secrets Radio is next Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. Isn't that a great... I love the date. And
yes.
It's going to be with host Psychic Zelda Kelly and myself, Psychic Angel Ann. And we will talk about, do you believe in ghosts? So we kind of continue the topic, you know, the theme of everything. And we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air as usual. And we always go live 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, U.S. Yay! I'm done. So,
I love it. Love it. It gave Chris a break there just for a second.
I am far from an expert. I'm just
okay.
Your average guy that's been out there in the field, you know.
No pressure. I'm calling you an expert. But here's, how can people find you if they want to? How can they find
you? I'm just on Facebook. I'm just on Facebook. I hang out in the House of Zelda a lot. You know, but other than that, until I get a full rebuild, I won't have anything. You know, it's Chris Strain on Facebook.
Wonderful.
That's it for now.
That's absolutely smashing. Yes, my beautiful sister.
Yes,
you want to say
my darling.
Yes.
No, I'm agreeing with you. I have been excited for this since we actually asked Chris to come on board and be with us today. This is fantastic. And of course, you know, this is a season that we really, really love. And I mean, we go hunt all year round, but for some reason, there's just something in the air when the leaves are crisp and blowing and it's snappy and the wind is chilly and you go out to an investigation and it is dark, dark, dark to the point where you can't see your hand in front of your face, but you feel energy and you feel voices and you feel all these things and you hear things walking around you. For many of us, that's exciting. For some of us, that's like take off and run. and maybe that might should be, right?
Some instances may require that, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So, well,
it's always
before
fun
we
when the goblins come out.
Yeah.
Look,
please,
there's a
ahead.
Celebration. Now, I just pulled out a celebration card. This is so funny how this is correlating together, because this celebration card coming together, it's the Three of Cups. It's coming together, being together, celebrating. It's funny. There's three people there celebrating. So Chris, you and Anne and myself are celebrating this today. And it is a little, you see pumpkins in the background, and it's a harvest time. It's a high celebration, and I do feel like we're celebrating this time of year today and celebrating you being here on the show with us, Chris, and so thank you for that. And now I'm going to pick your brain again, unless Anne wants to do something else. Anne, all you have to do is just tell us, be quiet, Zelda, you're talking too much, as usual.
No,
so,
you know what? I love when you talk, you know that. So I just think it's a great time to start to take some calls, right? Because
I think so. We
have a few people here who have been waiting in the queue for quite some time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Everybody, do it.
So let's go for area code 678. Area code 678. Hello,
hi,
caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hi.
Hi, Kathy from Georgia.
Kathy from Georgia. Welcome, Kathy. How can we help you?
Wanted to look at a relationship. My ex is trying to get back with me. So, what do you see around that?
Okay. So, Zelda, do you want me to start? Or do you want
if
to
you
do?
Want to, I'm going to have some cards for Kathy right now.
Absolutely. So, let's see.
I'm hearing, wait a minute, I hear a little bit of feedback. And it's really coming over. So, if someone can please mute. That would be great. Kathy, if you have this on the background, or Chris, if you have it on in the background, if you could please mute while we're doing this, because it's really coming over, and I'm sorry to interrupt. Okay, there we go. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to tell you exactly what I see, Kathy. It's filled with a lot of memories, with a lot of emotions. And sometimes, you know, we are weighing back and forth. What are we really going to do? But there's also good memories and also maybe sometimes challenges. We remember like the whole kit of things, so that's coming up first. And Spirit actually says that this is coming along in the exact right timing. And just go with how you truly feel. You don't need to go back just because it's an ex, but I do feel you have a great connection with each other. And I don't feel that you need to worry. I sense that you have both transformed and grown since the last time. And you spend time by yourselves. And I have a feeling that you can make it a good relationship. But it comes down to the two of you creating it, of course. So I always say it's up to you because we all have free will, right? But what they are showing me is that it's a good thing to do if you want it, if you don't feel like you want to wait a little bit. You don't need to jump in with both feet at the same time. You can take it in a time you feel comfortable with, so you can, you know, get to know each other, the new versions of each other. I don't know if this makes sense to you.
Sure. Yeah, it does. But with my concern is he going to pursue it and be the man and pursue it? You know what I mean?
Yes.
He needs
going
to do the work
to
Right. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So
no,
I
he's
have
going
a
to
feeling
step up.
That I get a sense that he's going to step up. No one changes overnight, right? But we can change if we want to. And I get a sense that he, because he's coming up, first of all, they show me the sun. And second, they show me him as like the emperor. So I feel that he really have taken leadership of himself. He have understood a few things, that a relationship needs nurturing and you need to be the one making effort. It's not going to be by itself, and it's not going to be if only one person is going to do it. So I feel, you, as I mentioned before, you can put him on a trial. That sounds horrible to say, and I say it with a glimpse in my eye, right? Because you don't need to kind of jump in and get married at once, right? If you get what I mean.
Totally.
But you take it slow and
yes.
And you're going to get to know each other, and then you can feel that trust coming back and safety and everything of that nature. Let it grow in its own pace. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm okay with going slow. I'm okay for it being nurtured. I just need him. I'm kind of old-fashioned girl, too. I just need him, and he needs to be more assertive. He needs to court me. I guess that's an old-fashioned term. He needs to court me and date me and talk. And that's what has to happen. So I want to move slow, and I want to move cautiously slow to make sure he's ready to do what he's supposed to do. Does that make sense? So
yes,
he has to do the work. Do you see him
yeah,
reaching out
yeah.
anytime soon?
Let's ask you, Zelda. Zelda, what do you have for Kathy?
Okay, so let's do this. I see that he's coming here, and he is approaching as a Knight of Cups. I mean, how romantic can it be? But it also shows that he needs to participate, and the Devil card comes up. Now, he's not a devil. He's not evil. He's not any of that. But it shows that there is definitely something that he has to work on and overcome. What is that? The fact that he got comfortable. He's too comfortable in the relationship. He feels like, well, he did it a few years ago. You know, gee whiz, I told you I loved you 17 years ago. Isn't that enough? I'm making a joke. It's not really funny, but I guess the point I'm trying to say is this will change. It will come out of the blue. You're transcending and transitioning now into a new place. And basically that's it. And now the best thing for you to do is
not think about what's not happening, but I want you to think about what is happening. Are you getting a chance at love again? Are you getting a chance to put something together with maybe someone who is your best friend or could be? Is there a chance of maybe putting your family together? And I think when you start thinking about what he is instead of what he isn't, those things will start changing subtly, maybe even automatically. But that's what I'm getting. Now, while Anne was talking to you, I was using my pendulum, and it was definitely pointing over the Devil card and the Eight of Wands, which means a change will come. It will come abruptly. But, you know, anytime we want to change, something to change, even people to change, sometimes it requires a change within us. And I don't think you're doing anything bad. I don't think any of that. But the invitation here in this reading is, think about what positive he does bring to the table. Say to him how you feel so great that everything is there. Say that to him. And that's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting. So I hope that's helpful.
So, it's helpful. Let me say that. So, do you see him making contact anytime soon? And I understand what you're saying about, I kind of have to give him encouragement, and I'm trying, but we need to kind of sit down and have just a kind of general specific type conversation. Do you really want this relationship? Yes. Okay. I'm willing to let him grow because he wants to, and he's a good guy, and I know he wants to, but he has to do that work. I can't do that work for him. I can just try to be supportive and compliment him when I see things are changing.
I agree. But be careful of that too. You know, just be cautious one step at a time, because you're putting all your eggs in his basket. You're wanting him to resolve this. You're wanting him. And I think maybe a good thing would be to go forward and say, what is it that we both may need to work on to make this work? What is it that we both need? And I think that's going to help you understand where he's coming from, because I can see that, you know. So
okay, that's I'll try that. So contact anytime soon, or do you see that part?
I do see that he's going to be contacting you, because he is coming to you with a cup of peace, with a peace offering, so yes, I do believe that. I would expect it, actually.
Okay. Soon, do you do timing or no?
Well, I mean, I'm good, but I'm not that good. Not right now.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah. I think that's it. But I think it will be soon, my darling. That's what I'm getting.
Okay. We'll leave it at soon. That's if you don't see it, you don't see it. I appreciate not just saying something. So I appreciate that. Honestly,
sure,
totally.
Sure.
So no problem. But you guys were dead on. We'll see what happens. And I'll listen back to the recording and go from there. But thank you guys.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much. Great call.
You
like
welcome.
Always, right? Thank you so much. Blessings. And are you ready, guys, to go on to the next caller?
Absolutely.
Yes?
Yes, yep. Absolutely.
I'm always good. I'm always asking. I'm too polite. I know. That's me.
No, no. Thank you.
Thank you. And let's go to area code 614. Area code 614. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello, this is Filson.
Hello, caller.
Yes.
Hi. Hi. Welcome. I didn't hear your name.
Filson.
Filson.
I'm sorry. Give me Filson. 1 second. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Hi, Filson. Welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ohio.
Ohio. Brilliant. How can we help you? Do you want to have a reading or do you want to talk with Chris?
I would like to have a reading.
You would like to have a reading? Yes, please. How can we help you? Do you have any questions?
No. Can I get a general? Is that an option?
Absolutely. Of course it is.
Okay.
And Zelda, do you want to start or do you want me to start to see what's coming
I'll
up?
I'll be glad to start. I'll be glad to start. Yeah. I'm shuffling for her now. I didn't get your first name, dear. What is your first name?
Filson. Filson, like Philip and Sid Filson.
Okay. All right, my dear.
Filson. Filson. Okay, I think I heard it. Filson. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. This energy is for you, my dear. Here we go. So I'm going to lay out some cards for you. Okay, so the first thing that I want to ask you, and this may sound weird, is if there's someone that is two-faced that is around you. Maybe somebody, think about, maybe not so close, but maybe I think you're picking up, or you will be, if they are not around you right now, they certainly will be. You will be using your intuition to figure that out, to see that. And I can tell you, my dear, this is, I think it's pretty important that you recognize that. I can describe their personality as someone being very charming, witty, chatty, someone that is on the move constantly. And I've just got to say, that's what I'm coming up with. And I'm also going to say, if you don't find out who that is and confront whatever it is that they're being two-faced about, this is different. Believe me, this is a different reading. I don't see this stuff normally. That it will cause you some anxiety if it hasn't already. Does that resonate with you? Is that anything that you feel is coming up with you?
Nobody immediately comes up to mind with that personality.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean,
okay.
You know, when you work somewhere, everyone is too safe.
Absolutely. So it's just basically saying, just watch as you go forward. You've got very good intuition, and that's what I'm getting. That's not the type of reading that I usually come up with, but this definitely shows that it's at your work because you work hard. It's at your work. And it also shows that there's going to be a new beginning, a new time for you. So there we go. So
okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Now,
hi, Filson. Anne here. I'm sorry for I didn't pick up your name in the beginning here. So I have mature ears, so we can laugh a little bit with my ears, right? And I see a lot of people around at work, and of course that makes sense because it's a workplace, right? I don't feel anything special about them more than Zelda said. But it is like you also... Maybe you are thinking a little bit sometimes that, okay, can I really trust this person? You are a little bit precautious because it's like you are expecting them to not be 100% trustworthy. And that's okay. But at the same time, don't let that overtake the scenario. So what they are saying I feel that you have good energies ahead of you. So it feels like you are going to find people that you probably sense are more reliable than others, and then you can connect to more. And it's some sort of awakening coming for you. And sometimes that sounds harsh, right? Gosh, awakening. But it's not really. It's a good thing. It's a change of perception. It's like when we are raising ourselves above something and we can see a bigger picture, that makes us see things from different angles. So I feel that you are very good at what you do at work, and that skilled work is going to be rewarded in some way or another. I don't know exactly when that's going to be, but it feels like they want to tell you that that's going to happen. There may be times here where you feel like you need to kind of stand up for what you believe in, but that's okay too. So combined with the skilled work that's going to be rewarded, I have a feeling that there are some news coming, but it feels like I can't say really exactly when. So something good coming before the end of this year or maybe beginning of next. And you're going to feel appreciated. You're going to feel like, okay, I know that they like what I do. I know that they like my performance. So that's like things are opening up for you. That's what I see. I don't know if this makes sense to you.
Yeah, it does. It makes sense.
It does. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Pilsen, and keep us updated if you want to. We're so happy to talk
thank
to you.
Thank you. I will.
Thank
I
you.
Will. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. And have a blessed day. So let's move on to the next. Guys, do you want to say anything in between here?
No, thank you.
Chris,
Zelda? Let's take the call in. Chris?
Yes.
No, I'm good. Take your calls. I love this.
Okay,
it's
great.
Nice to see the other side.
We love having you. We love having you. Great.
Yes, we do. So let's take another call, and we take area code 216. Area code 216. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Desmond calling from Cleveland, Ohio. How are you doing this evening?
Desmond. Hi, Desmond. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I didn't catch where you called from. Sorry.
Oh, Cleveland. Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Thank you. For someone outside of the U.S., right, who doesn't know too many things, right? I think I know North and South. But anyway, welcome. How can we help you?
Yes, I called in like a couple of weeks ago, and I was referring to something that happened as far as a job offer. So I got an interview Monday. I didn't know all the details. Yeah, I said wait for the details. It was 12 hours, 3 days on, 3 days off. Then once I talked to the lady, she said they have another one, which is 5 days a week for 8 hours, which is probably more than I'm going to go with. Do you see everything going okay with that?
Okay. Zelda, do you want me to start or do you want to start?
If you want to start, I'm just now laying out the cards.
Absolutely. So let me see, Desmond, what we can figure out here, what they are telling us. And first thing that I'm being shown here is that there are some good. It's a very grounded earthly energy, and I love earth energy when it comes to practical things because it's kind of stable, right? So it shows stability. And I also feel that there are some good news coming around. They basically tell me financial matters, but of course work is connected to finances. And is this a new area of workplace for you? I don't really know, but that's what I sense. You are worried that you're going to make a wrong choice, and that's understandable. But I feel that the opportunities that are coming to you, and the particular one you asked about, I get a sense it's a good option for a long term. I don't know if the offer from the beginning is long term, but I feel that it's going to be a long term, and things are looking really good. So it's more about what you feel more in alignment with, right? And in general, you have a time of positive change, so I can see the wheel for you, and that's, you know, progress moving forward. It's not like the fire. It's not kind of woof and things are done. It's more like a steady progress. And you have good energy around you. I also see that maybe you have a sense of feeling a little bit lonely, because I can see the hermit in the very near. That may be connected to work, or it may not be connected to. But that's more like just listen to yourself and cherish yourself. Sometimes we forget to do that, so we put all effort in others, right? But it's... I have a feeling also they want to tell you you can't really make the wrong choice, so trust yourself. If you need to be that hermit a little bit more, just to gather a few days or something, to gather yourself and hear your inner voice and everything, what feels more in alignment with you. But I feel this one, the job you asked about, I feel that's a great job for you. I don't know if this makes sense.
Yes, it does.
It does. Okay. So should we ask Zelda what she has for you? You know, she can. You can watch her live if you want to, the card.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
Yes, hi, Desmond. We've talked before, and Desmond is a fellow Buckeye because I'm actually originally from Ohio. So nice to see. Yes, I am just a little south of you, from the Mansfield area. So, and for those of you who want to know, Mansfield, Ohio, that's where the Shawshank Redemption was filled at the Reformatory, and I was there. Well, I didn't live there, and I wasn't in the Reformatory, but I was there, and they had a, you know, it's a wonderful time, wonderful state to be from. And Desmond, I have your cards out here. And I agree with Anne, because see the hesitancy here of holding on tightly, not knowing the best decision to make. And I want you to know that you have strength that you've really not known before, frankly. I think that you're unaware of the strength and the wisdom that you have. There's also something here about another home. There's also something here about making a decision swiftly. And I think you may be put in a position where, gee whiz, I gotta do this because I am running out of time to make this decision. And it's causing you enough anxiety to maybe even lose some sleep at night. So I'm going to say hold on a little loosely. Ask for the facts. You're going to get the facts. You're going to know intuitively which direction to go. I do see that once you make that decision, you're going to have more things coming to you, more opportunity coming to you. I know that you're going to make the right decision because you've got a wonderful Ace of Cups here, which is a new beginning, and things are going to really start working out for you in a very good way. You've got this wonderful handsome Knight of Wands that is putting things into action. And he's telling me that, you know, he's going to be right there opening up the doors to more opportunity, more of everything for you. So basically, take a breath. It's going to be okay. And you're going to naturally make the right decision for this new step that you're taking in your life.
Okay. Yeah, right.
That's wonderful. Yeah?
Yes. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
Terribly exciting. Yes.
You've got a lot ahead of you, Desmond, so don't be too worried. Sometimes our worries can block us. We certainly don't want you to be blocked. So there we go.
All right. So I'm kind of looking at this as I know I got a lot ahead of me that I want to do. So I know I'm thinking of this as like a stepping stone to the right direction. Not being here forever, but I know this is, I'm looking at it as a stepping stone to going to the right direction. So.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So. Thank you, Desmond, so much. And we
thank you, Desmond.
Thank you for calling us. We are thrilled and honored to be able to help you, and keep us updated if you want to. Feel free. Call in again next week. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. So, guys, I'm steering this towards a few announcements again, and then we can chat a little bit.
Sounds great.
Do I start now, right?
Yes. You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychics Secrets Radio. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses all spiritual topics, and we'd love to talk to you about any and all matters. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff, no kidding. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 or Psychic Angel Ann Extension 16, we do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at PsychicSecrets.com, or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239. If you haven't called in, now is the time to do so. Call in at 563-999-3569. International callers, dial +1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show, or listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio.
So I have to tell you all, guys, you can see your cards being pulled from Zelda. She's actually at, bear with me a minute here. You can go to, maybe you can save me, Zelda. You can go to Psychic Zelda Kelly, who is live now on Facebook.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. And it's also being broadcast live at the Psychic Secrets Radio page simultaneously. So it's on both at the same time.
Okay. Wonderful. I didn't see that. I'm watching at your page. Go to Psychic Secrets Radio on Facebook. It's easy to find. And you can see Zelda pulling cards live there. I'm still a chicken here, so I'm just making a joke. So, no, I'm kidding. I had to kind of lighten up the energy a little bit here to make a joke. I'm a jokester, by the way. Too funny, right?
We love you, Jack fan.
Thank you. And actually, I can also say a little bit, like, we are talking to special guest and paranormal investigator Chris Strain today, talking about his stories and ask him about paranormal activity, and I really love it. It's so exciting. I know he doesn't want to be called an expert, but I do call him an expert in his field.
Thank you.
And we take your calls for questions and mini readings, free mini readings live on air. And please call in and ask Chris, because you have the chance to talk to him right now. That's so exciting. And just a short mention of next week's show. It's going to be next Saturday, October 22nd, 2022. And I love the date. we're going to talk about, do you believe in ghosts? So we continue the theme, right? We take your calls for questions and three-minute readings live on air. We go live at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let's get back to the show again. Kristen Zelda?
Thank you so much, Anne. I am, this is, like I said, right up my avenue. I know that for many of you out there, the question is, do you believe in ghosts? And Chris, I want to ask you, what do you think a ghost really is? What do you think a ghost is? When we see all of these goodies floating around and whatever, what are your definitions of those?
Honestly, I've seen so many variations. We have intelligent, which is, spirits that actually are able to respond to questions or, I guess act in real time, right? We have, demonics, which were never really human, most of them anyway. But I'm with the energy thing. Like, I believe that, when we leave this physical realm that we, and if there is a way to cross over, maybe some of us are stuck or maybe we have unfinished business and we can't cross over. But I do believe that we're all just energy in a sense. So, I mean, they pull the energy out of the room to move a chair or to manifest and stuff like that. So, but energy. How do we explain residual hauntings where it's a playback in time where you cannot communicate and they do not react? So I hope that answers the question. But I feel that we're we've seen all sorts of that stuff.
Oh, definitely. And I got to say that I'm with you on a lot of that. And I've got to tell you this, Chris, because I think you know my son. You haven't met him yet, but my son lives in an apartment with three other of his buddies, and the apartment is haunted. We've gone in and tried to clear this several times, and it is around a chair that someone's family member who had passed away, it was just kind of donated because, when you're guys and you're young, you just take your donations, you take chair, you take whatever, right? So he took this chair in, and this chair will move across the room. It will turn. It will... and they've actually seen someone in it. And it, the way the hallway is for the bedrooms, you walk out of the bedroom, you look down the hallway, you see the living room, and the chair has been at the end of the bedroom. I'm sorry, at the end of the hallway into the living room. And there was one time that they actually saw a hand. It was a wingback chair, like a club, what they call a club chair or a wingback chair.
Yep.
And they actually saw a hand that was on the arm of the chair. They could not see a face. They could not even see the feet, nothing. It was just a hand. My son went back into the room and called me and said, "Oh my gosh, Mom." I said, "I know, we all feel so brave until we see something like this and then it's startling."
Yeah.
And I've got to tell you, this kid grew up with, I'm Zelda. I mean, I'm all over the place. And there was a time when I went the haunting circuit and I all this sort of thing. And it was really, he was used to it. Bless his heart. He was just used to it. And now it is like, wow, wow. So that was kind of funny,
And so, it's crazy how they can attach to certain things, like a chair. Like, what was the importance of this chair? That, and it makes you wonder.
it does make you wonder. And when you said a residual haunting, I believe, because, you know, even the chair has energy, right? It really does. Everything
yeah.
has energy. It doesn't
everything,
matter what it
yes.
is. Even the most inanimate object going has energy. And when you look under one of those special microscopes, you can see the vibrating, you know, the lower the vibration, you know, the higher the vibration, whatever the case may be. And I believe that because energy, you know, we cannot create energy. We cannot destroy energy. It just moves on. And sometimes when an energy is attached, and I believe that intention behind the energy. So that's my question. I'm going to put it out there to you and to the cosmic unknown. So if we have an intention, say, for instance, someone had to love that chair, right? In order to buy that chair and to have that chair, someone really had to like it because they were sitting in it a lot. Did they set that intention in that chair? Did they say, you know, those are the questions I guess I ponder over, and it sounds silly, but Chris, tell us what you think about, because there's been some audible things there too. I mean, they hear voices in there, they hear, you know, this chair is walking around on its own, you know, these types of things.
Right.
And I always say, let me come down there. But no, they don't, you know, they don't want to make a big deal about it. And I agree, because should we stir it up? Should we not stir it up? Should we find out what it is? I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah.
What do you think?
You know, the story would be the chair, right, in this instance. Like, if you were able to follow back and follow the footsteps of this actual chair and how it became to be this guy, or it was, I'm assuming a man, but this person that had this chair, like, what was the significance of it that you had to stay with it? Or, you know,
exactly.
And is it residual when stuff moves? Like, that to me seems a little bit more on the intelligent side, correct? Or no?
I think so. I think so. I think there's an intention to be there. And I think it was someone's grandmother that was there.
Okay.
And, it could be that she's just sitting there. The energy is watching over things. I mean, you know, we really cross a fine line about when we look into the paranormal, because quite frankly, and I'm going to say this, is that we just want to cheat death. We want to see what it's like. But my other question is, I've never known anybody in the natural that has passed on and then has come back to me in that capacity so prevalent like that. Now, I mean, there's been some other things there, but, you know, that is different. So, there's so many theories, right? I mean, and as we go on, we'll never know.
Not until somebody gives us answers. Unless
right.
you get a collect call from the other side, but like, hey, this is what's going on over here. I mean, we'll never know, right? Nobody's
that's
actually
right.
come forward and said, hey, there's a party over here. We can't wait for you to get here.
Exactly. And it's funny that you said that, because when my mother passed away, she actually called. And
I love this story.
That was a different, she was very ill, and it was a very, very hard death of hers. And she had some liver problems and never drank, but it had caused from hepatitis type B. And the doctor said that it was caused by eating a bad oyster. Yes, that happened.
Oh my goodness.
And the doctor said, and I'm going to say this, the doctor said, you see, all the shellfish are there at the bottom of the sea because they're the cleanup crew, and they'll eat toxins, they'll eat whatever, they'll eat the rotting and decaying flesh of something else, and then we eat them, and they cannot, there's no skeletal, so they can't throw off that toxin. That's what happens. So my mother loved oysters. She moved to Florida, and then started having problems, bless her heart. But she, it was very hard. And the night she passed away, it was really, really close to Christmas. The night she passed away, you know, it was just kind of that taking a breath because you've lost someone so important in your life. And you want to sit there and you say, okay, now, you know, because I was 34 when I lost my mother and she was very young. She was 58. And
oh my goodness.
It was how I sat there and said, you know, I'm 34. I'm going to have to remember this moment. And what other moments do I really, and I was really trying to force myself into remembering that moment. Just then, a shelf in my closet that was on metal brackets collapsed. Everything went just everywhere in my closet. And the phone started ringing. Now, I want you to know that when you get a phone call like that, it's not this normal ring. This was a frightening ring. Like, it wasn't coming all the way through. It was a landline. Obviously, we didn't have cell phones real prevalent back then. And it was...
Rotary.
it was a guttural, low, vibrating ring. And I picked it up, and all I heard on the other side was static, static, static. And I heard her say, Zell. And I said, Mom, move on. Mom, I don't want to know. Move on. You're okay now. You need to release. You need to go. Because that was one thing I did not want to do. And we are commanded not to do that by holding someone back from moving on. Miss Mom, everything is okay. Move on. And I hung up the phone, and the phone rang immediately back. She was trying to call back, and I didn't answer. And it's not that I didn't want to sit there and talk to her and ask all these questions. It's because she was immediately in another dimension. What can she answer? You know, there was, when you think about it, you're in a completely different dimension than what we are here, to the point where sometimes we may not even be able to fathom what that is until we actually go. And that was something that will stay with me, completely different, something really different. So,
yeah. Wow.
So, yeah. So, but Chris, what have you ever had anything like that at all?
No. I mean, we were pretty much off landlines and stuff. Now, but, you know, I've never received a phone call. I've had people that have had phone calls, phones ring. One of the places we investigated, the night her father had passed away, the phone rang at the exact time. But they didn't answer.
Wow.
But I've never physically, I mean, I don't know how I would react to that, you know?
That's right. Well, Chris, if we can interrupt a minute, because we have someone in the Facebook, and her name is Anna. And Anna, if you're listening to this right now, because she's unable for whatever reason to call in, and it's fine, she can't get in, so... Anyway, so what we're going to do is, Anna, if you can hear me, she's got a question here. If that's okay, Ann, can we do that, Ann? Is that okay with you?
Yes, absolutely. And Ann actually says, I can hear. She can hear. She's with us.
Okay, wonderful.
She here.
Wonderful.
Great.
Okay, bless her heart. She is a darling person and very patient. Anne has, okay, great, she can hear. She has a question, and the question is, could you please let me know if you see my question? I see your question. And do you see me, my male? We're live. Okay, I can't help it. Sometimes I'm silly as a goose. Okay, and her question is, hi, Zelda, do you see my male friend reconciling with me? So
let's see. Anne, if you want to also jump in here, and we're going to answer
Absolutely.
This question for Miss Anne. And my cards got turned around, and let me start over. Okay, here we go.
Okay. So do you want to start,
Anne,
or do you want
ready?
Me to start?
If you
yes,
could start,
I'm
still shuffling if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So here's for you, Anne, what I can see. And if you are going to reconcile with this person, right? First of all, Spirit says it's a good thing to love yourself. And when they start to talk in this manner, it's like maybe you have had some matters going on in the past, right? Probably because you ended up separating in the first place, right? So what they are saying is that you can free yourself from the past as it is. When we are reconciling with someone, it always includes a little bit of work on the relationship, because it's not like we meet someone for the first time. There are matters that we need to be willing and mindful and aware of that we need to release, right? But I have a sense that you can be optimistic about this, and you have. There's usually a reason why we come back together or feel tempted to come back together. We are thinking about each other because we have a strong connection. And in my sense, when we have a strong connection, it's always coming back to we having past life history and things of that nature. And one could actually talk about past lives. Are there parallel lives? Are there past lives? But we tend to talk about past lifetimes because it's easier with the timeline, right? I feel that you have what it takes to come back together. It may feel a little bit challenging only to have deep conversations. I don't know. It may be, I don't want to diminish men here. Don't laugh at me, okay? Sometimes we women are better to talk about these things. I'm not going to generalize it anymore, right? I just say it very, very, very generally. But I know, Chris, I'm sorry. I don't include you, okay? But I feel that maybe the heart-to-heart and deep conversations may be something that needs to be a little bit pushed so you actually do that. But I feel that you can find each other. I do. Yes, Zelda, please, go ahead.
Okay, my darling. I'm sorry, I pushed a button and you could hear some feedback. All right, so here's what we're doing now. Miss Anne, okay, what I have here, wouldn't surprise me if one of you are a fire sign, but I've got to say this energy comes out for you. It is the King of Wands. That King of Wands is basically telling me that you both have been tested by fire. Basically, you've been through a lot. And I don't know if you can see this, but this little salamander down here on this card, I'm holding it up to the screen. That is the spirit animal of the King of Wands, meaning that he's been tested by fire. But this King of Wands is jumping. He is a fire sign. She has confirmed he is a fire sign. Okay. This has basically telling me that I don't believe you're done, and I know he's not talking to you at this time. You know, that gives you time to focus on you. What it's telling me is that you need to do, my dear, is have some healthy balance, and that is focus on yourself, and everything else with him will fall into place. Don't contact him, because it's showing here that, you know, that's something that will push him, and especially being the fire sign that he is, and it will push him. But for you, my dear, I believe that he will contact you. But it means that you need to put yourself into a place where you come first and not worry so much about what he's doing. And I don't think you are, so to speak, but laser focus on yourself. because there will be a time when you can celebrate. And this page of cups is telling me, and you see this little fishy right here in this page of cups, that's the spirit animal of the page of cups. And that is a water sign. I don't know if you're a water sign or not, but it could be take on, it can take on any property in a, or any sign in a reading like this, because it is sort of a general reading. I do believe he will come back to you and contact you. But the message here is you've gotten this far. You've come over this mountain for him. There's going to be another opportunity with him. And focus on yourself. That is the message that I'm getting. Focus on yourself. Okay. There we go. Thank you so much, Ann, for asking. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. My dear Angel Ann, I've got to ask you a question. Okay. And I think a lot of people here in the United States, we are, especially, you're welcome so much, my dear Ann. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I know a lot of us people here in the U.S., we're Halloween crazy. We are paranormal crazy. We can be working at an auto store one day, and the next day we're out haunting ghosts. And that's wonderful. But how is it where you are? I want to know what this time of year, how is it? Are you big in Halloween in Greece? How are things over there on the paranormal side?
You know, to be honest with you, I think that Halloween here in Europe is not, at least, I don't think either Greece or Sweden. I know for sure for Sweden, maybe we had Halloween for 20 years, maybe 25, not longer than that. But we do celebrate, how can you call it? It's the Spirit's Day when we go to the cemetery and we light. Yeah, please go ahead.
No.
I can't hear
ahead.
You.
No. Oh.
Okay. No,
are you there? Okay.
Yes, I'm here. You kind of disappeared on me. I don't know.
I'm sorry. But, it's all Saints Day. All Saints Day, Anne. All Saints Day.
Yes, all Saints Day. Yes, we had that for forever, my entire lifetime, and probably a long time before that. Here in Greece, my senses are they love to celebrate Halloween for the fact that you can dress up. You know, you can dress funny. You can kind of celebrate that part. But when it comes to spirits and things of that nature, people are a little bit superstitious here. And it's Greek Orthodox religion. Not so many are, you know, visiting church every week and things of that nature, but it's kind of a bigger thing here than it is in Sweden. In Sweden, I think that they claim most people are atheists. So it's connected to religion as well. When it comes to paranormal, I don't know anything here. I bet there is something here, but I don't really know anything about it that I can tell. In Sweden, I think that a lot of those things are probably going on, probably, see. But I know that they are interested in mediumships, and there are mediums actually visiting people's houses. So we have a lot of programs with that. So the medium goes and tries to figure out what is it that is disturbing in this house or property or wherever we go, right? And we can help spirit to go to the light, as we say, and our sense of when a spirit gets stuck, because we are believers in energy too, at least I am, right? So I can speak for myself.
Yes.
But what can happen is that just as we can be caught up in an illusion here where we don't see, it's like the darkness, right? You can't see your hand in front of your face. So you have that sense because you are not opening your mind, even if you are a spirit, right? So you don't see. You are actually most of the time just beside the light or behind it or in front of it or whatever, but you don't see it because you crossed over with a lot of tension. Maybe sometimes spirit can be confused if there are, it happens fast, there have been an accident and you all of a sudden you don't really, I think I am still alive, and then you realize, no, I'm not. So it's just something temporary. Most spirits actually go where they are supposed to do, to be, right? So it's not like, but there are occasions. And the energy of something, yeah, the energy of someone who were stubborn in this lifetime, to take the chair, for instance, I would place that to be like, what are you doing here? That's my chair, you know, kind of
exactly.
Remaining thing. So it's like someone just wants to be. So thinking that this is my, or having, no, not thinking, perceiving this is my property, it's my stuff. What are you other guys doing here? Get out, kind of thing.
Yes.
I feel also that most times they can't do anything. They're not harming us, right? But they are creating chaos for us. And, of course, it's not a good thing in my mind to have them remaining. If spirit are in the state they are supposed to be, they come and go. And they provide themselves with their own energy. The issue when they are not moving forward in that sense, that temporary stuckness, is that they are draining energy from others, and that's not a good thing, right? So it can make someone tired or a lot of things. I don't know if this makes sense.
It does make sense. And I've heard that a lot from many European friends, many folks, you know, all over Europe, that Halloween is just not a big night there. And the celebration is of All Saints Day and, you know, beyond. But isn't that funny what a billion dollar business this is here in the United States and probably surrounding countries as well. But that's very interesting, and maybe one of these days we can talk you to come over, maybe next year. It's a little late now, but maybe next year we can talk you into coming over here, and you will be pleasantly surprised. I'm going to say that. You will be pleasantly surprised about what goes on here in the United States. And I will tell you that we have time to take some more, maybe a couple of more calls. And I'm going to show you the number on my screen. It is 563-999-3569. Please feel free to call in and talk to Chris. Ask him anything ghostly that you'd like to know. And you can get a mini reading with my dear friend and co-host, Angel Ann, and myself, Zelda. So anyway, so Ann, what do we have time to do, my dear? What, do we have time for anything more?
I think we have, talking a little bit. We don't have any more callers right now. So
okay.
Finishing up with Chris. How about that?
I think that sounds great. That sounds great. So, okay, Chris.
Yes.
Now, we've been asking you questions. What question do you have for us? Do you have any paranormal questions for us?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I mean, listen, it's hard to explain what you guys do, and especially some of the conversations I've had with Miss Zelda. And it's just mind-boggling that you guys can see what you see and you feel what you feel and how connected you can be. And that's just amazing in itself. I mean, and if I don't know how you do it. If you could explain that would be amazing. You know, but you guys are amazing. And 2023, we need to talk about this.
We do.
Zelda.
We do.
I am on board.
Me too. And I've got to say this, that Chris and I are tentatively making plans because his family are going to drive into the area close to where I am for our United States Thanksgiving, which is, I believe, November 24th. And we're going to be able to meet each other, meet our families, and talk about what's next for 2023 in this arena. There's plenty more ahead.
Wow.
And I got to say, I've been in this field for, okay, I'm going to date myself now, 40-some, more than 46 years. Okay, so I was only 2 or 3 when I started, right? No, it's not right. But anyway, very long, a very, very long time, decades. And I studied formally. I've studied with degrees. I've studied all kinds of things. And the more that I study, the more questions I have. And the more questions I have, the more I study. And for any of you out there that want to pursue a paranormal, I'm going to say career, a path, or even fun, part-time, do your research first. And Chris, I'm going to ask you about when you go into a place, when you arrive, what do you normally, is there a routine? Is there, what do you do before you go in? Do you ground? Do you pray? What is it that you do before you enter into a place?
So I ground. We usually start off our investigation. We go in daylight, set up equipment. We get baseline readings, right? We do talk to the people that are there. Usually what we do, especially with business, we would bring one of their employees or the owner or somebody. We'd bring them in with us, but I usually prepare. I use stones. Some of my stones I was actually able to recharge on the full moon, so that was good. But I use and I take my shoes off and hug a tree or and you say a little prayer, but I definitely ground. Grounding is very important. And I've learned that through talking with you and also doing my own research. I've been using stones for a while.
I get it. It's funny because I just posted a reel of me going outside in my bare feet and grounding because it is very important to be grounded when you're in this business and grounded when we're, you know, it's so important to be grounded. I think that's interesting, and I'm glad to hear that. Do you ever go into any place without any equipment at all, or is it
no,
do you have a
that's
something?
Pointless.
Okay,
that's pointless. I we're there for the evidence, correct? Like unless right. You know, if you're just doing it for fun, then yeah. But me, I'm looking for something. So for me to go anywhere unprepared is just silly. It's a waste of my time, actually. You know.
Got it. If there was
we're looking
one
for
piece
something.
Exactly. If there were one piece of equipment that you could have, let's just say cost is not a factor. Let's say if you could have anything that you wanted as far as equipment-wise, what would it be? What would you use? What would you take along with you?
Well, my one piece, maybe my Melmeter.
Okay.
Just I don't know, because your audio recorder is also, and I found we use I got pretty nice ones, so you know, but something that would give maybe a spirit box. I'm not 100% sold on them, but you know, there's some theory behind it.
We've got 2 minutes left, Chris.
Okay.
And I want to ask you, have you seen, I know you've seen other people use the radio to turn, and like they're turning the frequency of the radio and they get, have you done that? Have you tried that at all?
No, and the reason why I don't is because just a regular radio, you get random words. And your mind actually fixates on certain things, just like looking at a picture. If I don't tell you what you're looking at and you're looking, you may not see it. But if I go, oh, hey, look, there's a shadow in the background. It looks like a little kid. You're going to be like, oh, I see it.
Got it. So, got it.
You know, it's, yeah. So I that jumping from radio stations, I don't know. It's kind of, there's always somebody talking. What if you called an end of a commercial and it would say, hey, hi, it's me, you know?
Right.
There's really no way to tell them because it's the radio.
Very
so
good.
It's up for grabs.
I agree. What about an SLS? What about an SLS?
Don't have any, I really don't have a lot of experience with that.
I'm not so sure if I trust one. And for those who don't know, an SLS, it's one of those, it's a meter that you can actually read, and it shows, and they use them on a lot of these paranormal shows now, it actually shows maybe energy, as in a stick figure, this sort of thing. I don't know about that. You know, quite frankly, I don't know about that one. I think I would rather have something that would capture everything going. But Chris, if you can believe it, we are at the end of the line. We have to wrap things up. This was such a great show.
Yes. Actually, we are thrilled. I'm sorry to cut you off because we have only three and a half minutes. So we kind of
short
here. I just want
episode two coming up.
To say, yes. We have on today's show
back.
We have welcomed special guest paranormal investigator Chris Crane talking about Chris stories and asking about paranormal activity. Next show will be Saturday, October 22nd, 2022, next week. Sorry for talking so fast. We continue the theme, but on the note, do you believe in ghosts? We go live on air next Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard U.S. time. And just a few shorties here, and then we can wrap it up with the two of you, okay? So you can listen to replays. I'm going to show you how now.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 or Psychic Angel Ann Extension 16, we do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at PsychicSecrets.com or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239.
And for everybody's notice here, we are going to be on, me and Zelda are going to be on PsychicSecrets.com right after the show. Zelda's extension 11 and I'm extension 16. So thank you all for listening and calling in and interacting with us in the live chat. We're back next week. So, Chris and Zelda, do you want to say anything before we end the show?
Thank you so much, Chris.
I would like to thank you both for allowing me into your world for this 2 hours. I very much appreciate it. So it's been a pleasure for me. I hope it was for you guys.
Oh, definitely. Please come back. Yes, please come back.
We
would love to have you.
We are waiting for part two, okay, from now.
Okay. Ms. Zelda, we'll talk soon, and thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
Thank you so much, Anne. Love and light to everyone. Have a very blessed week. Love you all.
Yes.
All around the world.
Yes. Love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. Bye.
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 Thank you so much for listening to Psychic Secrets Radio Show today. We love having you here. Don't forget, you can reach us directly at www.psychicsecrets.com, Psychic Zelda Kelly, Extension 11, and Psychic Angel Ann, Extension 16. Join us next week
when we'll be back with more interesting topics to discuss. Have a great week. See you next time.